This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, another week of the Cookie Jar. Random questions for us to answer. The first, inspired by Heather's rotisserie chicken opinion, what's one food that grosses you out?
This is hard because there's not a lot that grosses me out, so I have to go to the vegetable genre.
Oh,
I'd have to say Brussels sprouts.
They gross you out?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
just
wow.
The smell of them being cooked makes me want to vomit.
I don't like them either, but they don't gross me out. I just don't care
smell
for
like
them.
Smell like you're cooking a turd.
They do smell bad.
Yeah.
I go more like sardines or like things that look like themselves. Like a pig roast where the pig's face is
anything
there.
Anything with eyes?
Yeah.
I'm with you, Heather. The fish package in a store that's got the head on it still.
Yeah,
I can't do that. As far as like just eating grossing me out, I can't eat salmon.
Really?
I got sick when I was younger, and that's what I had ate. And it just has stuck with me my entire life.
Scarred for life.
Yep.
Wow.
Huh.
Greg, is there any food that grosses you out?
This was a hard question.
I agree. This is a hard question for me. I can't think of anything that grosses me out. You guys know me. I'll eat day-old stuff from the day before that's laying around here.
Hmm.
Yeah, even if it was supposed to be refrigerated. It's all right. It's probably still good.
No mold. Go for it.
Yeah. But that's only on the top layer.
Just cut it off.
Right.
Gross.
Just go around it.
One time he ate something that was mayo-based and had sat out.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it. It's the one time it really shocked me. Like pizza, I would probably do it too.
And you lived.
And he lives to tell
again,
the tale.
Yeah, you're fine.
So you don't have an item. I'll go sushi.
That grosses you out?
Yeah, I don't like sushi. The raw fish.
Is it all sushi or just like the specific that has like the raw fish on top of the sushi roll?
Yeah, the raw fish on top. Yeah, the sushi roll.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Today is a holiday. It's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. True story. Didn't make it up. What's one food that you tend to waste more than any other?
There's one that I hate that gets wasted, and it's because nobody will eat a full one. It's an avocado. I love avocado, and every time I cut into an avocado, I eat the whole thing. It goes with eggs. It goes with everything. But if you, like the girls will eat half of one, put the other half in a baggie and put it in the fridge, and an hour later, the top level is brown, and nobody touches it.
They're very hard to preserve.
Yeah.
Yes, they do go bad quickly. For me, it's probably spinach. Like, I buy a big thing of spinach. I'm like, I'm going to make smoothies with it. I'm going to make stuff for the kids. And then I go to pull it out later, and it's, like, all wilted and nasty.
Slimy.
And there's, like, water at the bottom.
Mm.
Ugh.
I think in our house, it's hot dogs.
It's already smoothied for you.
Yeah.
There you go. Hot dogs.
Yeah, because the kids would, like, just go in phases of eating them and not eating them. And when they go in a long phase, you know, they get that film on them, and it's, like, a little whitish.
Yeah.
I didn't think hot dogs really went bad that quickly, do they?
Yeah, they can within a couple of weeks. Yeah. Once the package is open and.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greg, is there an item in the fridge? You go, not again.
Nasty wiener.
Oh.
You are awful.
Yeah, that white film on your hot dog. What's a strawberry?
Get that checked out.
Very quickly
they
go
do.
Bad.
They go bad so fast.
Like within, you put them in the fridge, and hours later, they're already starting to turn.
Yes.
Strawberries are a good one.
Yeah.
Like Heather said with spinach, I'll try to be healthy at the grocery store. I'll buy like kale's another one. You know, this will be good. I never actually eat it. It just sits there. It just sits there in the fridge.
You never saw some kale and thought, this is going to be great.
Right. I'm going to try to be healthy.
It's going to sit there. No, because I know it's going to sit there.
Wow. All right. Wishful thinking. This next one, I saw this trend. A friend told me about it. Gator wine. It's Gatorade plus wine. Does that sound good? Would you try it?
No.
Sounds awful.
So you are countering the alcohol by hydrating at the same time?
Diluting your wine with a...
With Gatorade.
Flavored water? No. I'm guessing this is with white wine.
No, I think it's with red wine.
Oh, no.
I think the Today Show actually did a story on this back in August, so I'm not making it up. You can look it up.
Gator wine?
Gator wine.
Haven't tried it, but sure, it sounds good. Yeah, no. I like Gatorade, like wine.
Sure. Which flavor Gatorade would you mix with a red wine?
Fruit punch?
Oh, red wine? Gross.
Look, I'm a blue Gatorade guy. My son's a red Gatorade guy. He says red juice all the time. Probably blue. I don't know. Sounds good. I like Gatorade.
Yeah, try. Yeah,
I don't know. We get enough Gator wine from 10 to 2.
That's good.
All right, this next one.
Greg, I thought you'd like that one.
Should guests take off their shoes when they come inside your home?
Only if they're muddy or wet. If it's the middle of summer and you're coming in, no. Because we have hardwoods on the first floor. Even in the new house we're going to, we have hardwoods on the first floor. So there's no need to take your shoes off. It's not going to soil the carpet.
Absolutely. It's a thing you do out of respect. I think it's something you should do. And if the homeowner says, you know what, no need to take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Don't take your shoes off if that's fine by them. But I think you always take your shoes off, especially at somebody else's house.
All right. You can make the offer. You start, you know, taking undoing the laces. I always say, when we've had a whole bunch of people come in the house lately, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you know somebody says no, there are other people that, and I wouldn't be offended if I started taking my shoes off and they're like, oh, thank you. Yes, please take your shoes off. Okay, that's your house, your rules.
I think the default is you take the shoes off. That's how I was raised. I think it's a respectful thing.
It doesn't say should guests take their shoes off when coming inside your house. If I go inside, yes, the default is you go in somebody else's house, you start taking your shoes off.
Yes.
That's not the question.
I would expect my guests to also take their shoes off when they come inside.
I do too. Yes.
I believe this is up to the individual homeowner to set a boundary, whether they prefer yes or no. I would agree with John that it does not bother me. Look, dog, young kid.
Yeah.
Dirty shoes aren't going to do much unless they're really dirty or wet.
Maybe you could take some of that dog hair with you on your shoes.
Two celebrities you'd like to see box.
So I took a little bit of liberty with this one. They are two celebrities, but I'm using their movie characters.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
I want to see Jason Bourne and John Wick go out.
All right.
You know, I mean, two action heroes, stars, right? Yeah. And nobody can ever hit them with a bullet. No, nothing ever seems to harm them. They always find a way to win the fight. Who wins between Jason Bourne and John Wick?
That's interesting. This was hard for me. So I was trying to think of two people who maybe don't get along. And then I was like, well, who could actually box? What about Vin Diesel and The Rock? Because there's rumors that they didn't really get along.
Yeah. I think Vin Diesel's a tiny man.
Okay.
And The Rock is a big dude. So I think it would be a discrepancy in the size. Size matters.
It's true.
John, you're a celebrity.
Oh.
You can't stand Tom Cruise. Bring it now. Jansen versus Tom Cruise.
What about Strahan?
Been there, done that.
I know, yeah, but not like in a boxing fight.
He did?
No, you did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a big
solve. I meant you as he.
Yeah.
But this would be different.
No, it wouldn't. He'd win again.
Yeah, I'd win again.
I don't know.
I mean, he already put the hole in his mouth, so between his teeth.
That's right.
Oh, like that's how that got there.
Yeah, John did.
I put it there.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Tom Cruise, like, come on.
I'm going to say that so many times that people believe it.
Tom Cruise is so small. Like,
John could just step on him. Like, just take a step and smash him. He's a little guy.
All right, no, either that or John Jansen versus Chuck Schumer.
Oh, God. I put Aaron Rodgers against Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
About a hitting your old man,
I picked someone I want to see get beat up. Opposite Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Put Aaron Rodgers in the ring with The Rock.
Okay, yeah. Anybody that wants to beat up Aaron
be great.
Rodgers would be fun. Sure, I'll take that.
All right, last one. When do you finish your Christmas shopping?
Usually, the bulk of it, I won't say all of it, the bulk of it usually a week prior.
I'd say the day before Christmas Eve. I'm always picking up gifts, or maybe even Christmas Eve, like the day of.
Yeah, Festivus sounds like a good day.
It's for the rest of us.
Done. Mm-hmm. We're not almost done, John. Not the bulk of it done. All of it done.
Yeah.
Probably the 23rd.
I said about 2 weeks out. See, my wife's birthday is a couple weeks out before the holiday, so I have to get into the gift buying process early, and once you get going, just get it all out of the way. Yeah. No, get it done. I don't want to be the person on the last day. Oh, you've got me a Christmas gift.
Yes, I got you one. I got you one a while ago. No, this is more for you for the show.
Why do I think this is not going to be a nice Christmas gift?
Oh, no, this will be nice. This will be really nice. I think you'll appreciate it.
Are you getting me a Christmas gift?
Maybe.
Do I need to get you guys Christmas gifts?
No.
John, did you get him something for the cruise he's going on after the Lions Super Bowl?
A new cabana outfit?
Something he could share?
Oh, no.
You're bad. That's the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.